Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. Today in the studio, we are joined by E.C. Wilson, Shelley Wright, Laura Milchuk, and Alicia Sandoval, and we're going to be talking about the Children's Justice Center. They've got their upcoming golf tournament coming up on June 21st, so thank you all for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So let's start first on the golf tournament side of things. We'll get a little more serious as we move along in this conversation, but the golf tournament, this is your second year that you guys are running this tournament, and it's just a great fundraiser. I mean, midsummer, everyone loves to get out and spend some time on the golf course. So let's talk first about signing up for this tournament. If people are interested in getting involved, how can they do that?
They can either reach out to me, Alicia Sandoval, phone number 435-650-5236, or they can email the Friends Board, and that's friendsofcjc@gmail.com.
And then let's talk about sponsorship packages for a second. So for a team to sign up, how much is it going to cost, and what other opportunities would there be for people to get involved with this?
So team sponsor is $500, which includes your green and cart fees. Currently, we're limiting to 28 teams. So if you want to sign up, the sooner the better. There are other ways that you can sponsor if it's a whole, like a whole sign, bronze, silver, or gold sponsors, which also would include dinner tickets, logos on all of our advertising.
So something special that we talked about before we came on air about this tournament is that you're actually involving some of the children from the Children's Justice Center in this. I think it's going to be a unique opportunity. You're describing it to me. So let's see. Just describe to the listeners, well, how are they getting involved in this?
Well, what we'd like to do is we thought it would be so fun if we had the children that use the center do some sort of painting on a golf ball and say thank you to our sponsors, the people that come out to support the event and support the center all year round. And that way the golfers, you can actually use those golf balls during that particular hole and swing away.
I think that's a great way to tie back into what you guys are trying to raise funds for and trying to do with this. I really love that idea. And Alicia mentioned something earlier that I think we should hit on now, and that's the dinner tickets that are available. You guys are doing a dinner and a concert with this event. So let's talk for a second. Who is performing at this year's concert?
We're really excited because we have Natural Causes coming down. And if you haven't seen Natural Causes, they are incredible. They do music for just about any genre. Anybody, no matter what type of music you like, they do it. And they do it at a really high level. And they're a lot of fun. So in that band is Mark Cobell. And he's one of the broadcasters, I think, with Channel 2 News, right? And they just put on a really great show. And they're going to do that along with the dinner. We're going to have prize drawings going around for all ages, including kid drawings. So everybody has a chance to win prizes, and it's going to be a blast. And we really just hope that we can get the word out and everybody will show up and support the cause, because it's going to be a really fun night.
So let's move on for a second, focus more on what the Children's Justice Center does. So Shelley, let's bring you back in here. For people who might not know, can you explain what the purpose of the center is?
So the Children's Justice Center is where we really focus on the treatment of child abuse. And it starts from the investigative stages, and it goes through the process of putting together a team to wrap services around the child and the family. That involves trauma therapy that we provide, and we also have a medical program that we utilize to make sure that kids are going to be okay. The Family Support Center is the other part of our program, and that we really focus on child abuse prevention services.
And so let's talk for a second. This is a fundraising golf tournament. So, of course, you guys are raising funds for the Children's Justice Center. What are these funds going to be used for?
Okay. They can be used for a multitude of items. They help offset costs that our contracts don't fund. Or if our contracts run out of funds towards the end of the year, we're able to use the Friends money to support utility expenses, training expenses, supplies, equipment. In the past, we have had the Friends fund so many things that are we currently have at the center and we're using at the center, and that's a lot of what we do. And then sometimes we have families that need particular things, and if we're working with a family and we can help them with resources in their home or whatever, we're able to utilize some Friends dollars for that.
So this is something that has a wide-reaching impact, and it's even better to get out and get involved with this tournament to help raise funds for these critical services across the Castle Country area. Now let's bring it back to the wider group for a second. So you all serve on the Friends of the Children's Justice Center Board. Let's talk for a second. What's your favorite favorite part of getting involved with this organization? We'll start with you, Casey.
Well, I'm new to the board this year, and I'm really excited about it. I had a chance to kind of tour the center and see what they do there. Shelley was nice enough to give me a tour. They also have part of the Children's Justice Center is also the Family Support Center, which is a really great resource. And what I really like about that is, you know, it gives parents maybe a chance to unwind. So one of the services that they provide is, let's say you are a little bit overwhelmed with everything that's going on in life, or you need to go to the grocery store, and we know that it's what it's like to take kids there sometimes when we're feeling overwhelmed. And what the Family Support Center does, one of the many things that they do, is they allow parents to drop off their kids for a period of time. So maybe the parents have a little bit of time to collect themselves and work on their mental health or do those sorts of things. So I think the Children's Justice Center and Family Support Center are so amazing, and I feel so blessed to be involved, and I really want to do everything I can on my end to make sure that this fundraiser is a big hit, and we're going to have so much fun with the golf and the concert, and I just encourage everybody to get involved.
Now, Laura, same question for you. What does it mean to you to get involved with an organization like this?
Do you know, my favorite thing about the Children's Justice Center is, and volunteering, is just knowing that we're helping. Like, we've helped with playground equipment, we've helped with our forensic interviewer, and to know that these services are available for these kids, it just means the world to us.
Now, Alicia, your turn on the mic yet again. What does it mean to you to be able to help with the Children's Justice Center?
To be able to help our children in our community, knowing that there's some really awful things that can happen to our kids and trying to protect them. I love to be involved in something that I know in someone's worst time period, especially for a child, there's someone there to have their back. And so that's what I want to be there for, is I want to make sure that they're cared for.
Now, Shelley, let's bring it back to you to close us out on this conversation. First, what does it mean to you to be able to help these kids in the way that you do?
It is so rewarding to be able to come to work and see the little children. They're laughing, they're smiling. The parents, they tell you things like, I don't know what we would have done if you weren't here. I've been in a crisis. I don't know where the children would have been. I don't think they would have been in a safe place. And they're very appreciative and they thank us. And I think it's just so rewarding just to have that that response from the families and the children that use the center, because you know that, okay, we are making a difference. We are doing something really good. And then when you have a child that comes into the center and they have heavy, heavy, heavy stuff on their shoulders, and they can come in and they can talk about the things that happened to them. And sometimes these things are very, very intimate things. And they leave and you can see the weight off of them. And they're like, okay, I'm going to be okay. I have a team that's going to help me, that's going to protect me. And I don't know how much more rewarding that can be. And that's what I get. That fills my cup.
Now, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you'd like to leave the listeners with? Open up to anyone.
So again, our event, our golf tournament, dinner and concert is going to be June 21st. So that's a Saturday. Anyone who wants to be involved, let us know. Like I said, give me a call, send us an email if you want to be involved in sponsors, register for a team. We will be out in the community probably in about May to start selling dinner tickets, you know, drawing tickets, things like that. So I think something to look forward to.
And if I can jump in really quick too, the community is so helpful in putting on these events, and we're really asking for the community support, local businesses, places to give donations that maybe not just a monetary donation either. Like, we're looking for prize donors that can help out with not only the raffle, but also maybe some prizes during the golf tournament. And so we live in a fantastic community where it seems like everybody's willing to step up and support. And so we're really kind of asking that the businesses kind of rally behind us. And this is such a great cause, and we really would love to have the local business support.
I couldn't agree more. This is something that the community can rally behind, and they can really have an impact on everything that happens in our local area. Well, thank you all again for taking the time out of your day to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, that was Casey Wilson, Shelley Wright, Laura Milchuk, and Alicia Sandoval from the Children's Justice Center. And we're talking about their upcoming golf tournament. That's going to be on June 21st. Be on the lookout for registration opening for that, as well as the dinner and concert to follow. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107. 103 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.